European far-right leaders, including Marine Le Pen of France and Geert Wilders of the Netherlands, were in Prague on Thursday. They held private meetings and appeared at a public rally in support of Czech politician Tomio Okamura's Freedom and Direct Democracy Party. The fiercely anti-migrant, Eurosceptic party is the fourth largest in the Czech lower house, and it aims to win its first seats in the European Parliament next month. Brian Kennedy reports.
Police in riot gear were out in full force for the SPD rally on Prague's Wenceslas Square, striving to keep the proverbial thin blue line between supporters of Tomio Okamura and pro-EU protesters, who tried to drown out the speakers with incessant booing, banging on pots and pans, setting off sirens and blowing whistles while chanting anti-fascist slogans. The raucous rally atop the square kicked off with a performance by Ortel, a Czech band known for its xenophobic and hateful lyrics, one of whose songs was the anthem of the now banned neo-Nazi Workers' Party. Throughout the SPD rally, at times even in the midst of a politician's speech, Czech police broadcast warnings that if protesters did not stop disrupting the event, they'd be forcibly removed and could face arrest. In the end, riot police slowly pushed back most of the protesters, with skirmishes taking mainly the form of shouting matches across police lines. About a dozen people were detained, and at least one supporter of the SPD, caught on video flashing a Sieg Heil, may face criminal charges, as the Nazi salute can be constituted as illegal hate speech. Tomio Okamura's populist SPD party is the most anti-migrant, anti-Muslim, anti-EU party in the entire Czech House of Parliament, where it controls 22 of 200 seats. With the help of Marine Le Pen and Geert Wilders and other MEPs in the European Nation and Freedoms Movement, the smallest political groupings in the European Parliament, Okamura hopes his SPD will win its first ever seat in Strasbourg. Evoking the spirit of St. Wenceslas, Okamura rallied against Brussels for allegedly looking to create a multicultural superstate that would rob the Czechs of their sovereignty and open the floodgates to Muslim immigrants. "We are not alone," he said as a refrain repeatedly before introducing Geert Wilders, leader of the Dutch Party of Freedom.
"My friends, you Czechs are, as a matter of fact, an example to all of us, because you are opposing the asylum policy that is a disaster of the European Union. You are opposing the Islamization of Europe. You say ne, nigdy, and your resistance inspires us."
Meanwhile, polls suggest support for Okamura's party has more than halved in the past 18 months. And analysts say, the odd group rally aside, the European far right is far from united.